Enhance the lives of you and your pets with Mindfulness Meditation, The Petitation Companion by Elizabeth Page and Joanne Leslie. Read by Elizabeth Page. The Gratitude Petitation. It's so hard for me to understand humans. We dogs are so much more grateful. As a species, they have it made. Mom has a warm shower, toilets inside the house, a car, a smartphone, a shiny new laptop, and gets to choose a different outfit every day. Perhaps most importantly, she decides what she wants to eat and how much. These are just few things to appreciate. Unlike humans, or cats for that matter, who are sporadically grateful, we dogs appreciate almost everything. When Mom and Aunt Lizzie came to the door today, Pippi and I jumped up and down and ran around in circles, with Pippi sounding her ear-piercing bark, acting like she hadn't seen them in years. It doesn't really matter whether it's been 10 minutes or a long weekend. Then again, when Mom walked through the door to our apartment several times today, her face lit up, and to be fair, it does that more often than not. Then she broke into a huge smile, let us out of our corral, picked us up one at a time, and gave us big hugs. She called us our little angels. She means it from the bottom of her heart. She's showing us extreme gratitude each and every time. Even this level of gratitude doesn't match the ecstatic appreciation that we dogs have throughout the day. Each time Mom picked us up as she came through the door, Norman stared at us with a condescending look. His eyes narrowed as he lifted his paw to his side of his cheek. I've talked to him about how he should, like humans, develop a gratitude practice. He didn't quite understand what was so important about gratitude practice. I thought that Brené Brown, a renowned social science researcher, informed by interviews with hundreds of participants and personal experience, could best help me express to Norman the importance of gratitude. When it comes to gratitude, the word that jumped out at me throughout this research process is practice. For years, I subscribed to the notion of an attitude of gratitude. I've since learned that an attitude is an orientation or a way of thinking, and that having an attitude doesn't always translate to behavior. For example, it would be reasonable to say that I have a yoga attitude. The ideals and beliefs that guide my life are very in line with the ideas and beliefs that I associate with yoga. I value mindfulness, breathing, and the body-mind-spirit connection. I even have yoga outfits. But let me assure you, my yoga attitude and outfits don't mean jack if you put me on a yoga mat and ask me to stand on my head or strike a pose. Where it really matters, on the mat, my yoga attitude doesn't count for much. Norman walked away with a short meow, holding his gray and white tail high. I jumped in to continue to emphasize my side of the argument. This time, I talked about more research from one of the best-known scientists on gratitude with hopes of convincing him. I pulled out information from the Greater Good Science Center Library at UC Berkeley. Robert Emmons researched over 1,000 participants, ages 8 to 80, and found that gratitude practices improve physical, social, and emotional health. These practices can be simple. Keep gratitude journals where you remind yourself of the gifts, grace, benefits, and good things you enjoy. Set aside time on a daily basis to recall moments of gratitude associated with ordinary events, your personal attributes, or valued people in your life who give you the potential to interweave a sustainable life theme of gratefulness. The gratitude petitation definitely fits these parameters. Norman looked into my eyes and it took a few minutes before he looked away. Although he didn't appear to be completely convinced, at least he seemed to be listening. Yesterday, Mom really needed to practice the gratitude meditation. After greeting us, her expression quickly changed to a weak smile and furrowed brows. She sat down on the sofa, cuddled under the multicolored blanket, embroidered with a big skipper key in the almost unpacked living room, and tears started streaming down her face. Pago, I am feeling so much lonelier than I thought I would, and it seems to come and go, but today has been really hard. I jumped up into her lap and licked her salty tears. Sometimes it's frustrating to be a dog. I wanted to tell her everything was going to be okay and that it would be helpful to take us out for a walk to the outdoor brunch place, or even better, turn on the gratitude meditation. She started to pat my belly and kiss my forehead. Her tears stopped, her face relaxed, and the corners of her mouth turned up slightly. She got up, and it seemed like she had read my mind as the music from the gratitude meditation emanated from the computer. Norman slowly and quietly slunk into the room when he heard the music and saw that Pippi had jumped into Mom's lap. He meowed softly. Usually he just sits in his perch guarding the room whenever we meditate, but this time his face softened. Pippi said, "Shush, Norman. We're practicing our gratitude meditation. Hear Mom's voice coming from the computer? She's guiding us to focus first on how wonderful I am. Of course, given my dozens of positive attributes, this is easy." Pippi changed her position slightly. "Mom has been encouraging us to notice how it feels in our bodies. I really enjoy it when she focuses on me. She gives me extra pats and it feels great." Pippi smiled. She then focuses on another being that brings her gratitude. "I bet it's Pago this time. Or maybe it's even you, Norman." Norman started to smile before he caught himself. "Next, Mom asked us to pay attention to the various parts of our body that make us feel grateful. Most humans are not thrilled with every part of their bodies." "Not I," Pippi bragged. "I find myself particularly beautiful in every way." Then Mom refocused her attention on Pippi. "While she is guided to pay attention to the changes in her own body as she is experiencing gratitude, sometimes she finds it difficult to do it for herself." When the meditation ended, Pippi jumped down and suggested to Norman that he try it. Norman scowled, but he did jump into Mom's lap. Although Norman is negative and stubborn, he's also very curious, and I could tell that the science I had cited had an impact on him. Mom's smile got even wider and her eyes brightened. She went through the whole meditation again, this time petting Norman as he purred loudly. She tried not to make a big deal of it so that Norman wouldn't be put off. But wow, was I excited. This was the first time that Norman actually meditated. Here's the gratitude meditation for you to do. Join me in finding your meditation posture. This can be with your pet in your lap or next to you, or if she's unavailable or doesn't feel like meditating, you can just close your eyes and picture her. Take 3 deep breaths. Breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth. 1, 2, 3. Scan down your body, recognizing any sensations or emotions you are feeling. Think about how grateful you are to have your pet in your life. Take a few moments and focus on how this feels in your body. Perhaps you feel a little more relaxed in your jaw, shoulders, back, or belly. Or maybe you feel lighter or more expansive. If not, that's certainly normal. Just notice what you are feeling. expand this circle to include another important being in your life for a few moments. Check back into your body. Expand the circle to include yourself, the various parts of your body you are grateful for, your lungs, your heart that allows you to love unconditionally, your legs, your hands, your brain. If your body doesn't work the way you would like, focus on the ways in which it does work. Check back into your body. Finally, go back to the pet you started focusing the meditation on. Scan down your body, recognizing any sensations or emotions. Scan down your body, recognizing any sensations or emotions you are feeling and how they have changed since the beginning of the meditation. Now you have done the gratitude meditation. I'm wishing you a very happy day of Thanksgiving. Hopefully you'll find the time during this day to do some gratitude and appreciate what you have.